we'll be ready by that time, too.
Yes, sir.
And I think the thing to do there is to be ready and just lay in the bushes and then whack them.
Right. I think Sunday would be the earliest we'd see it.
Right.
And I doubt if it comes then.
Well, we'll see. But let's be ready. Let's be ready.
We will.
And we'll be ready with the goddamnedest. I don't want too long, you know. I think it should be.
We'll save the length for the backup documents.
Right. But the point is, the main thing is to have good, sharp rhetoric indicating that what had happened. It started in 67, 68, et cetera, and that and we finally.
I'm having this all written by the Bureau and authenticated, too.
You're having them make a report?
Sir, they have confirmed to me that it was done till 67, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had several of them tell me it was. And they're willing to make affidavits to that, you know. So
well, Sullivan will make one, too.
Sullivan will make one, too. He said he would.
Right.
So,
you will do your best to be sure that Ruckelshaus is aware that you're conducting this investigation.
And you
told him that. Did you tell him all that it was no go?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that made him feel better, didn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You just said flatly that it was no go. That's what I want to know.
No action under.
Well, not only no action.
No, I mean, it was turned off.
Yeah.
It was,
are you putting it on the basis it was turned? Why are you saying that it was no go? That because of Hoover's objections? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't tell him why. I just told him there was no go under it.
Basically, the way we ought to describe it then, Fred, is basically as it was a sort of a policy, a contingency plan that was, that's really what it is, isn't it? A contingency or a policy, or how do you want to describe it?
It was actually a study paper.
A study paper?
Presenting the pros and cons of various courses of action.
Various courses of actions, and we
policy courses of action.
Right.
And
approved unanimously by all.
That's right.
All concerned.
Recommendations were unanimously
approved. I approved it, and then within a few hours, it was turned off.
Yes, sir.
A few days.
And it looks now, Mr. President, as if the actual affirmative approval was on a tentative basis before the final draft was ever in there. And when the final draft came, the answer was no. That's what it looks like to me at the moment.
Oh, I see. In other words, they had a tentative thing, and I said, okay, go ahead. And, then when the final draft...
The final came, Hoover footnoted it, and the answer was no.
Yeah. Well, basically, what I'd like to be able to do to be in a position that tentatively that this study was made, it was tentatively approved, but then, and that's where all the crap that Dean had, but that the final paper, the so-called Dean paper, was one that was turned off before the goddamn thing ever saw the light of day.
Right.
And no action was ever taken under it.
And it looks now as if it will have been turned off at least by the time that paper's dated.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I'll be damned. Boy, that shows how our bureaucracy works, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. It's a mishmash.
You come to think about it. Well, thank God it's one time the bureaucracy worked for us, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Sometimes they serve a purpose.
One time, sometimes the bureaucracy in its molasses-like way avoids them. Oh, I don't mean by that there'd been a hell of a goddamn riot in July. We wouldn't have been unhappy if we hadn't done it. But that was really what it was all about.
That's right. Everybody would have been very upset.
That's right. That we hadn't taken some preventive action.
Right.
That's right.
That's right. I understand that we'll see some articles about the conditions early. You know, given the flavor of what was going on in that period.
That's all right. Well, look, good God, those articles, Fred, that you want to check with Sigrid will not be new. Go back and read the papers in the Cambodia period.
Right.
Jesus Christ, I mean, we were under siege, you know.
Yes, sir.
God, this place was in an uproar, you know, Kent State and riots and all the rest and so forth and so on.
Break-ins of the...
Yeah.
The FBI and all this.
They had a break-in in the FBI. That's right. All that should be collected.
All that was...
Is that being collected? For example, I've forgotten about the break-in in the FBI, but there was also...
There were other incidents of that type. There was a threat, I think, to kidnap Henry. You know?
That's right. And there was also a threat to kill the president.
Yes.
Several, which I told Ziegler to get off his ass and find.
Yes, sir. All that
right.
kind of atmosphere should be built in.
Yes, sir.
With a good, sharp depiction.
Right, well, that's where Buchanan can be helpful.
Yes.
Once you give him the straight,
he can get
the sure that arrow of it is just cold turkey, and we want to hit it with, if when they hit on a thing like this, you never hit back unless you hit the kill.
Yes.
And you know what I mean?
Right.
And then
all the way.
And then let them be in a position of defending the bomb throwers and then the rest and so forth, and we're defending the forces of law and order.
Right.
Even though we're defending also using some pretty tough means. All right. Okay. What is the, what's the situation? And I guess the Irving Committee grinds on today.
The Irving Committee grinds on. They're down to the arresting officer now. Going through the tedium of that.
Somebody told me it's a very dull show. I haven't looked at it.
It is a very dull show.
Is it?
And, you know, the commentators are talking about the impact this will have on the trial, too.
They are.
Actually discussing that, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, glance too quickly through the transcript now just to see.
As a matter of fact, let me tell you, Fred, as a lawyer, I mean, I never did much criminal law, but as I didn't end it that long. But believe me, it's just a seal case, but there are any number of cases. This kind of thing could be Mitchell's, who is, in my view, the prime target. I mean, Haldeman Erdman, yes, but Mitchell, it could be his defense.
It could well be.
What do you think?
It could well be. It might be a successful defense.
Because, how do you work that defense? How does the seal thing work? Tell me how that works.
Well, in the seal thing, they presented the publicity and showed that no jury could reach an objective decision.
Yeah.
That the newspaper articles were so one-sided with innuendo.
Yeah.
And,
well, look, let me tell you, these are more, this is more one-sided than Seal.
We've already hit more, and of course.
And more one-sided, my God, a lot of people before Bobby Seal.
That's right. And I'm sure that the TV, you see, that helps them because it helps the defense. Because all of the networks are going gavel-to-gavel coverage nationwide. And you just got preemption, and that's, I guess, kind of historic. I don't know any other hearing that has been, you know, gavel-to-gavel with really a preemption, all networks.
Yeah. All daytime television.
Yes.
Let me tell you, they're going to find that they're going to lose their audience with that stuff. People will be looking for late shows. Because that's a dull thing. A committee hearing is dull as hell.
It is.
Unless you've got a striking witness like a Joe McCarthy.
That's true.
Remember Joe McCarthy and Welch, that was good, but the rest of that hearing was dull as dishwater.
It really was.
If they're going to prove anything. Well, anyway, keep going, old boy, and get home, get a good dinner.
You know.
Get dinner, and by golly, let's get these affidavits and so forth and so on. It's a funny mix, isn't it? It looks like that basically when the final policy paper finally got to me, that it already had been turned off.
It had, because the Hoover had footnoted it.
Yeah.
Now, that's the order of priority, the conclusion I reached based on the information I had at the moment.
The point is, though, that I didn't sign the policy paper,
no,
apparently.
You never signed the policy paper.
Didn't sign anything, apparently.
That you didn't.
Apparently signed nothing. Okay, boy, thank you.
Good. Thank you, sir.